This is episode 234, How to Plan Your Time Based on Energy.
Welcome to the Paul Miners Podcast, the show that will help you to optimize your time, income, and lifestyle fast. Get more done with actionable, easy-to-follow advice and learn how to live life on your terms. And now, introducing your host, Paul Miners.
Hey everyone, and welcome back to the Paul Miners Podcast, episode number 234. As always, I just want to start by saying thank you for listening today. Appreciate your time. I know how valuable your time is. And so thank you for using a little bit of it to tune in to this episode. And wow, what a day it is. It's a beautiful, sunny Monday morning here. And I can't believe this week, it's December later this week. This year has flown by. It feels like yesterday that it was January and, you know, just getting started with the year and hiring Warwick to help me in my business. And I just can't believe how fast this year has gone by. So already getting to that time of year, you know, planning, we're going to take a break over the holidays and planning what I want to do next year. So yeah, just getting into that time of year already. I can't believe how fast it's gone. And New Zealand, we're, like most places, I assume, you know, we're still dealing with COVID like everyone. We're about to transition from our alert level system to a new traffic light system. So that's happening at the moment. We're going to have restrictions eased or really just changing a little bit later this week. Just in time for a friend's wedding. Friends of ours are getting married. And literally, had their wedding been the weekend that's just gone, it wouldn't have been possible with the current alert system. So they're very, very lucky. They've already had to reschedule once. So now it's going to be great to reconnect with some friends at that wedding. And I'm also enjoying now working from a standing desk, which I put together last week, which I want to talk about a little bit in this episode, because I'm talking about energy, and I think standing while you work is a great way to maintain some energy. But yeah, really enjoying the new standing desk. I just bought a frame, actually. I bought the frame and attached it to my existing desktop, and it's really nice. I'm standing right now recording this podcast. I feel a lot more alert and kind of ready to go. And it's just nice during the day not to be sitting in the chair the whole time getting stiff. So yeah, since working from home more, since we haven't gone back to the co-working space, it's been nice to kind of put that money that was going into the co-working space into improving my home setup and getting this desk. And so that's kind of a nice segue onto this episode today, where I am talking about how to plan your time based on energy. Because there are all sorts of techniques and considerations to make when planning our time. You know, you need to think about how urgent is the work, what's the priority, what needs to be done first, how long do you need. And I'd like to add one more consideration to the mix, which is how much energy do you have? So I'm going to use the word energy to represent how much effort you can apply to your work right now. So in other words, how much, you know, obviously actual energy do you have? But also, how do you feel right now? Are you motivated? Are you ready to focus? Or is something distracting you? And so depending on your energy and how much effort you can apply to your work, this will help you to decide what you should work on. Because if you're in a high energy state and you feel motivated, you feel focused and ready to work, that is a good time to work on a task or project that requires deeper focus and attention. Whereas if you're lacking energy, maybe during a mid-afternoon slump or towards the end of the working week, that's a good time to work on tasks that require less effort. This could be, you know, miscellaneous admin, answering email, returning phone calls, anything that you need to do that is quick and easy, where you don't really have to think as much. And I think it's important to be conscious of how you feel and try and do work that's appropriate based on how you feel right now. Even if you've planned your day differently, if you're lacking energy, there's no point trying to work on something that requires more effort. So how can you increase your energy? You know, obviously in an ideal world, we'd be able to maintain a high energy state all the time, but it's obviously not realistic. So when you find yourself lacking energy, the best thing you can do is to take a break. It's the best solution. A bit like how, you know, every night we need to sleep to recover for the next day. We need to take breaks during the day to maintain our energy. So some things you can do, I mean, a lot of these things are obvious and you've heard before, but, you know, go for a walk. This, to some, may not sound like a break, but if you work on a computer all day like me, then going for a walk is an excellent way to take a break. I go for a walk pretty much every day at lunch, and it allows me to get some exercise, to stretch my muscles, especially if I've sat down a lot, and it gets some oxygen to my brain. So I find it's the perfect way to reset and boost your energy for the afternoon. But yeah, since, like I said in the intro, since getting the standing desk, I'm finding I'm getting less stiff, which is really nice. I'm enjoying standing up a lot more. You can drink something caffeinated. Obviously, don't overdo it, but a caffeinated drink like tea or coffee can be a good way to boost your short-term focus, especially in the morning if you take a bit longer to get up and running. I always start my day with two cups of coffee, or mugs of coffee, I should say. But another thing you can do to take a break is step away from your work. So get some space from your work for 15 minutes. This helps me anyway to transition from one project to the next. And I'll often, now that I'm working at home, go downstairs, get a drink, say hello to my boy Jay if he's at home and not at kindy, and just take a quick break. And this little break helps me to transition to the next task with more energy. It's a little reset. Meditation is good if you can take 10 minutes to meditate and mentally rest. This is a great way of getting back some energy before you continue work. If I haven't meditated in the morning, I will sometimes do this halfway through my walk. So I'll find there's a park halfway around, I'll find a shady spot and I'll sit down in the shade somewhere. And this is a great way, combined with a walk, to reset halfway through the day. And that means I can do something high energy in the afternoon. And finally, stay hydrated, eat well. You know, you already know the importance of this, but it's worth repeating because it is relevant to this topic. But keep a bottle of water on your desk, make sure you're drinking it during the day, stay clear of sugary snacks, and don't overdo the caffeine. But just make sure that the fuel you're putting into your body is the right fuel. So how do you then plan your time using energy? What can we actually do? How can we factor energy into our plan? As you've probably heard me talk about many times before on my blog and in this podcast and in videos, I block out my time on my calendar for working on my tasks. And for me, this helps me to plan and keep in mind my energy when I'm planning. So the first thing I do is I schedule breaks into my day. For example, like I said, I have an hour blocked out at lunch at 12 o'clock for me to eat and go for about a 30-minute walk. But I'll also leave some, you know, 15-minute gaps of empty space between my appointments or tasks, which is time I can use to step away, to get a drink, to mentally reset before I work on the next task. You know, and I'll go off script a little bit here. Sometimes I'll even, even check my phone, because it's always tempting while you're working to check Twitter or do something kind of like some kind of time-wasting activity. I don't do that while I work, but if I'm taking a quick break, I'll like check Twitter, you know, it's almost like that reward, I suppose, for doing some work for 90 minutes. You know, I'll go downstairs, get a drink, and I'll kind of browse my phone for 5 minutes if I need to, if I want to. But this is why techniques like the Pomodoro technique are quite popular, you know, where you take a five minute break every 30 minutes. So you do 25 minutes of work and then a 5 minute break. Some people really like this. I find that a bit of a short work sprint for me, but I appreciate the idea. Essentially, I do it as a 90-minute sprint, maybe. You know, I don't stick to it as a hard and fast rule, but I know that I can only work for about 2 hours maximum before I start to fatigue. Ideally, I take a break every 90 minutes. I'll take 15 minutes break. Once you've kind of planned your time on your calendar, you can then update your plan based on your energy. So sometimes, despite all the planning and good intentions, you sit down to work on a project only to find that you have zero energy. If this is the case, sometimes it's best not to force it. If the work isn't urgent, I would prefer to postpone it and work on something easier, and I can come back to the project later when I can do it justice. And because I've time blocked my work on my calendar, it's pretty simple to move blocks around and I can work on something easier. Something that helps me with this is to identify tasks and how much energy they require in my task manager. So I use a color-coded task duration tag ranging from 5 minutes, which is a green tag, up to 120 minutes, which is a red tag, to show how long tasks will take. So if I need something easier to work on, I can simply pull up all of the smaller 5, 15, and 30-minute jobs that I need to do. And finally, just learn and be aware of your energy levels. When you're more aware of your energy, you can start to plan accordingly in advance. So I find the best time of day for me to work on high energy tasks is about mid-morning. After I've gotten through my email and some morning admin, my coffee's kicked in, but before, you know, my midday walk and my break, you know, I'll get a big block of focused work done. And then after my midday break and walk, I'm then able to come back and do another hour and a half or 2 hours of focused work in the afternoon before I start to sort of lose attention and focus towards the end of the afternoon. I also know that Friday afternoons for me are a terrible time to start anything new or to work on anything really, any kind of project. For me, Friday afternoons are when I start to check out for the weekend. Instead, I use this time to do a weekly review with my colleague and I plan the upcoming week. So I've decided that this is what I'm going to do because I know it's useless doing anything else. So I hope this has prompted you to at least be a little bit more aware of how you feel during the day and to use this to plan accordingly. But if you have any tips or tricks on what you do to maintain your energy and to plan accordingly, head on over to the show notes, paulminers.com/234, and leave me a comment. I'd love to hear what you do. One more time, thank you very much for listening, and I will catch you next time on the Paul Miners Podcast. Thank you for listening to the Paul Miners Podcast. Two quick things before I sign off. Firstly, if you enjoyed this episode or if you have any feedback for me, I would love it if you could leave me a review on iTunes. It really helps me to improve the show and it helps the show to get discovered by more people so I can help more people out there. The second thing is if you want to connect with me in person, you can become a VIP member of my website. Head to paulminers.com/VIP, where you will be able to join my private Slack community and attend bi-weekly group mastermind calls. This has to be one of my favorite times of the week when it comes up, is attending these group calls. The community is full of like-minded, productive, self-employed people, full-time workers. We have a real good mix of people in there. And I have to say, I have made fantastic friends with the people in this group. So if you want to join the community and connect with me and the other awesome members, sign up at paulminers.com/VIP. One more time, thank you very much for listening, and I will catch you next time on the Paul Miners Podcast.